brothers in the Dharma. So as you all know, this weekend is called the Greatest Victory, and our focus is the Buddha himself. And yesterday Mahasraddha told us about Gotama's search for enlightenment, his quest, and in telling that story, Mahasraddha told us of the many victories that Gotama leading up to his profound meditation beneath the Bodhi tree. And the enlightenment itself, the Buddha's enlightenment, Gotama's enlightenment, is described as a victory. In fact, you could say the Buddha's enlightenment is the greatest victory of all. And in India, the day on which the Buddha's enlightenment is celebrated, it's actually a public holiday in India, is called Buddha Jayanti, which means the Buddha's victory, which is very significant. So it is very important to dwell on this. The Buddha's enlightenment was a victory. When we speak of enlightenment, we tend to emphasize the Buddha's wisdom, seeing things as they really are. We emphasize the Buddha's love, the Buddha's compassion, and so on. But traditionally, enlightenment is also seen as a victory, a conquering, an overcoming, a vanquishing. Wisdom and compassion are possible because of the victory, the conquering. But it's the victory over what? The Buddha's victory. What is he victorious over? Well, we can say that the Buddha's victory, the greatest victory, is the victory, the conquering, the vanquishing of the deepest, most powerful forces of conditioned existence itself. And we find this expressed in a very famous and very ancient set of verses which the Buddha is said to have sung after his enlightenment. These are found in the Dhammapada. Many a birth have I undergone in this process of faring on in the round of conditioned existence, seeking the builder of the house and not finding him. Painful is such repeated birth. House builder, now you are seen. Never again shall you build me a house. Your rafters are all broken, your ridgepole shattered. The conditioned mind too has gone to destruction. One has attained to the cessation of craving. So in these verses, the Buddha sings of the whole structure of conditioned existence, conditioned being, as being completely overhauled, completely destroyed, completely taken apart. Sometimes people are very uneasy with this kind of language. They want to tone it down. It's just too challenging, too demanding. And in the West, there is a tendency to represent the Buddha's enlightenment as something easy, something smooth. Enlightenment generally is sort of presented as just, you just need to wake up to your true nature and your love will naturally flow forth. Enlightenment really is very near. And perhaps this sort of thing is said to encourage people. But we need to be careful, very careful indeed, not to just make it into a consoling fiction that makes people just feel better about them.